So he ends up putting up Zay as a third nominee. Zay gets 5 votes for being the accomplice. There is stuff going on, rumors that he's going around teaching everybody how to play chess. Now, it comes across after the episode that Ashley is without a doubt the target, and then Zay potentially is going to be the next target up. Did like that this wasn't a unanimous vote, and there is clear, distinct lines in the sand as far as sides of the house, and it was fun to watch the house scramble last year during the BBAI arena. Julie would say, all right, you guys have a minute to strategize, and everybody would kind of just sit down and not strategize. This cast, who is already kind of a chaotic bunch, got to work immediately and started strategizing. I also really enjoyed both Amy and Zay's eviction speeches. Nobody went up there and was like, shout out to my mom and my kids and my dad, and they both went up there, talked about why they deserve to stay over the other person. When Zay ends up leaving the house, Zach took it really, really hard. That guy was emotional. At number 13, I have Isaiah. Isaiah literally has zero strategy, but luckily adaptability is one of his biggest strengths. He talked about adaptability a ton in this interview. He did say that he is not interested in getting into a showman's, which I was very surprised to hear. The thing with Isaiah is he will not be a strategic threat at all, but he will be a competition beast. And one thing that I will give him credit for is he did say he is aware that winning too much can make him a target early on. And one of the funnier things he said was that he doesn't know if he'll say that he's in sales because he says people have been targeted for that before. And have they? I don't recall that. In the next tier, we have the needs work category. The people in this tier are either players that need to work on their game or players that I haven't heard a whole lot from these players. I need to hear more and I need to see more. And coming in at number 14, going down 6 spots from my preseason ranking, I have Adrian. Now, I do think Adrian technically is in a good spot right now. I believe he told everybody candidly where he was going to vote, and it didn't seem like it pissed off a lot of people, but he doesn't seem to be in a lot of important conversations. I don't see him a whole lot in the live feeds, and he's nowhere to be seen in the episode unless he's beefing with a washing machine. So Adrian's a guy who I think maybe strategically right now is laying low. Just right now, he's just not doing enough for me to know and to gauge exactly where he is at strategically. But he is somebody who I can see moving up, and I could see a world where Adrian is somebody who is looked at later as a pawn because he is not really in these strategic conversations. If he's not having these talks, people just kind of like him for being a good guy. They're going to be like, well, you know, Adrian, I like you, but we're going to put you on the block. You'll have 2 different chances to save yourself. And that's not a good spot for you to be, Adrian. I think you need to put your foot on the gas just a little bit more, because right now I think you're almost falling into complacency. As far as the players in the game after this episode, who I thought brought their stock up and who brought their stock down. Let's start off stock down. We have Adrian. Adrian is the third nominee alongside Kelly and Keanu. I didn't like the fact that he didn't seem like he really fought for his right to not be on the block. It looked like on the show, Jimmy told him, you know, it's between you, Riley, and Lauren, because all 3 of you guys are likable. Adrian didn't pick any fight and didn't say, well, you know, I would prefer not to be on the block. This is what I could offer you. This is what I can do. Yada, yada, yada. We should stay close. It seems like he just took it and just said, all right, sounds good, Jimmy. I will be your pawn this week. And it kind of further cements my opinion of Adrian. He's a guy like Joseph who I think thinks he's playing a really good game, but he's really not doing a whole heck of a lot. And while he is a likable cat, he's nobody that is going to be playing a winning game. I think I am completely down and out on Adrian. Although I did nail the nominees this week, I predicted that Keanu, Kelly, and Adrian were going to be on the block. That's cool for me. I do like Adrian as a player, and I wish that he would have done a little bit more. Coming in at number 11 and going up 3 spots, I have Adrian. People like Zach fought for Adrian to stay. People like Vince fought for Adrian to stay. Adrian does have some allies in this game. It'd be interesting to see if he ever got into power, what his moves would be. I still think that for him, maybe it's still a little bit too early for him to show his cards or to want to play. And I think that might be one of the things that is his Achilles heel so far, is that he is afraid to show his cards and show his cards to a lot of people, even people that he's close with. Will and Ava and Vince and Zach. I think people that that he's close with. He's even scared to say, this is what I would do if I won HOH. This is what I would do if I was in power. I just think Adrian needs to find at least one person in there that he trusts or that he can talk game to. He got some camera time this week due to the competitions that he played, but he didn't really say a whole heck of a lot, man. He just really said, oh, I'm a pawn, but pawns go home. In all of my days of Big Brother fandom, I don't think there has been a more frustrating week in the early stages of the Big Brother game as week 3 of the Big Brother 27 game. Adrian ends up going home this week, and the fact is, Adrian was never the target the entire time. The old adage of pawns go home has never been more true than in Big Brother 27. Once Lauren makes her decision, she decides that it's not going to be Ashley on the block. It is going to be Adrian instead. Adrian is without a doubt a number on her side, and is a number for the side that she wants to be working with as well. The target is shifting onto Adrian, somebody who was never going to be a target. You get a 6-6 tie here. You're taking out somebody like Will, who in essence, yes, is on the women's side of things, but is not a huge player to be splitting the votes for and to draw the line in the sand. And I think that that's why Vince, Zach, and Lauren decide not to split the votes, and Zach and Vince end up voting out Adrian, who is a clear number, a clear fighter on their side. Adrian is somebody who could win competitions. He was going to be a number for you guys. You just didn't want your girl to break the tie, and you just play one of the more extremely passive weeks of Big Brother that I have ever seen. Now we get to the fun tier, which is potential good TV. Now these are players that I think could possibly be some of my favorite house guests, but I don't know if I'm high on their chances of winning. Coming in at number 9, I have Adrian. Adrian was one of the more interesting interviews of the bunch, perhaps the most interesting. He claims that he studied the strategical, social, and the physical game, and he said strategical, social, and physical so much. It's like, holy cow, I think he's somebody that could say those three words 3 times fast and wouldn't even get tongue-tied. That's how much he studied it. A lot of what he said, it just felt like he couldn't really, you know, speak it into existence, and I think that's where he is going to kind of falter. I do think he is an extreme super fan of the show. He built his own wall competition in his backyard. He prepared himself slop. He's done everything that a Big Brother super fan would do to prepare for the show. Even though he's done all that stuff, the way that he went about trying to explain what he would do didn't really sound like he had a plan. It just sounded like somebody who went in and studied but doesn't really know how to show their work, if you know what I'm saying. Because he would say things like he studied the strategical, social, and the physical. He would say things like the game has a beginning, a middle, and an end. You're saying a lot of stuff that we all know, and you're not really providing any additional information for us. I think he's a little too scatterbrained to have success long term. He did talk about how he wants to keep the competition beasts around, to which there seems to be plenty of them, because they respect a good game in his mind. I don't know if I believe that off the top of my head, no, of any examples of that, but maybe he's right. He has studied the strategical, social, and physical aspects of Big Brother, so he could be right about that. He's somebody who I think knows what he wants to do, but he can't explain it well, and makes me think that he will not apply it well. But I do think he's going to be a fun watch. And then as we get into the relationships, we see Amy forming relationships quite a bit. Amy was kind of a vocal point of this episode. She forms relationships with Ashley and with Rachel. So I think that could be kind of a triple threat going forward. He had to put up Amy as well because they are viewed as a pair as of right now. The way that that happened was Vince goes and has a conversation with Amy and says, you know, Ashley's name is the only one that's getting brought up to me right now. And Amy has a full-on emotional moment. She cries and says, if Ashley goes home, I don't even think I want to be here anymore. And that is a crazy thing to say during week 1 of the season for somebody you just met. That kind of forces his hand to put up Ashley as well as Amy. Amy goes in there and cries with Riley, and I think really kind of just solidifies and earns Riley's vote. I didn't picture Amy being this hard of a gamer and this hard of a game player, but she went out there and she earned it, man. She is the accomplice. She's using people's emotions against them, and I think she's kind of in a pretty powerful position if she stays to be in this trio with Ashley and Rachel as well. Props to Amy. A lot better player here than I expected. And coming in at number 11 and the top of this tier, going up 4 spots, I have Amy. Amy is a player that I am coming around to. I thought during her preseason interview I was going to hate her, but I like her. I like her a lot. I like her DRs. I like when she calls Vince Vince a weenie. I like who she is as a character. However, as far as her gameplay and her chances of winning the game, I'm not high on that. Mostly because she is always going to be attached to Rachel. And unless this cast is super anti giving Rachel the money twice, she is not going to win the game. And I think as far as strategic thinkers go, she is actually one of the better ones. And maybe because we just got to see her actively campaign for herself a little bit. When the guys win a head of household, I do think she is likely going to be the candidate to be on the block just because of her association with Rachel. But Rachel's always going to be the target. You know, I'm talking myself into Amy a lot here, but her attachment to Rachel does kind of make me nervous for her because she will be on the block with her if the guys get it. If she gets to the end with Rachel, will they award her the money? But I am high on Amy, and much like Ashley, I do think her stock is rising. Jimmy had to nominate two more people, and it ended up being Amy and Will. This is something that ends up pissing off the house, mostly because Amy is really a likable figure on one side of the house with Rachel and Ashley. He ends up going after Amy, who I think is a number technically on his side because he is working with Rachel. But the Amy one just doesn't make sense, especially because you can tell like she is on your side and she felt betrayed by you after this vote because she ends up calling you a snake after she leaves the house. We go from a real close vote to a unanimous vote where Amy leaves 13-0. And you know, Amy ends up leaving the house. Jimmy puts her in a real tough spot in a real bad situation, having to compete in the Big Brother blockbuster competition against a guy like Adrian, who's going to dominate that competition against Will and Amy no matter what, and then trying to campaign against somebody like Will, who is so well liked by everybody. Amy paints a target on her back by being so close with Rachel. She was going to leave the house no matter what. I just think this was a dumb move by Jimmy because I think Amy was a potential locked number for him, especially if he keeps her off the block. 15 and second on this tier, I have Amy. She talked about a women's alliance pretty much her whole entire preseason interview. Well, yes, it may be cool for a women's alliance to get together. And honestly, I could kind of see the dynamics of the women that are in this house potentially working for a women's alliance. I could see a lot of these women working together. So Amy may end up getting shot up the power ranking if this all women's alliance does finally work. Likely not going to happen. Especially with how many strong males are in the cast. Much like Kelly, she said her biggest weakness is going to be the competitions. She said she is afraid of competitions. So you got Kelly, who said that she is not very competitive, and then you have Amy, who says she is afraid of the competitions and wants to start an all-women's alliance. During her preseason interview, it seemed like that was really just the whole premise of what she wanted to do. She mentioned it quite a bit. As like a player comparison, she reminds me kind of like a Chemo from last season or like a Jasmine from Big Brother 24. A world where Kelly was going to be the nominee here. A gal that was going to be Vince's number one ally. And Kelly does what everybody does at one point during the season, and it does happen a lot during the first week. She offers herself up as a pawn and says, people won't suspect that we're working together if you put me on the block. So why don't you just put me on the block? Throw me up there, would you? Vince ends up just saying, I can't do that. I want to work with you, yada, yada, yada. That's a stupid move. If any of these three were going to win the veto, Kelly was going to be the replacement option because Vince is kind of painted into a corner here. Because if he puts up somebody else that's not Kelly, it is almost like he's going to piss off more people. And I see people on Twitter saying, why would you do this? Why would you put Kelly up? That's bad. He's one of your allies. It's not like Kelly is a good ally. Kelly sucks. I said in my initial player rankings that Kelly was going to be the first boot, and I think we are getting very close to that being a potential reality, as she is likely going to be the replacement nominee. Kelly surprised a lot of people by winning the Big Brother blockbuster competition. Kelly just hit the button first and ended up being the winner. I didn't really understand this competition, but Kelly did, and that's what mattered, and she ends up getting herself off of the block. The only woman that doesn't want to work with Rachel is Kelly, and Kelly is kind of the ultimate social outcast at this moment. Kelly really only has Vince as a true ally. Other than that, I do believe she is going to be a perennial pawn for the rest of her time in the Big Brother house. Felt like her offering herself up as a pawn to separate herself and Vince puts her in a really bad position to either be a target going forward because she is is annoying a good chunk of the house, or she is going to be put up as a pawn because she's already been on the block. So not a good place for Kelly to be, especially because she is on the losing side of the house, voting with the men as of right now. Coming in at dead last at number 16, I have Kelly again. Kelly escapes the block this week from winning the Big Brother Blockbuster competition. But other than that, man, she didn't do herself really any favors. She's pissing off the house. I don't think really anybody outside of Vince looks at her as an ally or as a number. I think Kelly is going to be either the next person eliminated from this house, or she's going to be a potential pawn moving forward. So Kelly, unfortunately, I still do not see the vision of her winning Big Brother, and she could possibly be the next person to go home. Kelly ends up winning a secret power of veto. So essentially, she gets to double her chances of winning the power of veto, because not only will she have a chance to win the power of veto if she's playing in it, but she has a second chance after the veto competition to win a solo power of veto. She said in the diary room that she has a whopping 3 chances to protect herself this week. She probably is considering using this week, which is hilarious and kind of crazy in my opinion. Although she is on the block, I would not consider her a target, especially because you are going to be thrown on the block a lot, girl. You are kind of the block star of the season. You know, I wouldn't use it right away, Kelly. I would give it some time. I would give it a wait. The next two that are stocked down are kind of a package deal. Obviously, it's Keanu and Kelly. They tell each other everything, and they're a really tight-knit duo at this point. They might be the worst duo of all time because they're two of the worst players that I have ever seen. They are very bad at the game of Big Brother. If Keanu doesn't go home, I think it's going to be Kelly. If Keanu finds a way to get himself off the block with those two chances, and Kelly gets a third chance and wins that veto, then both of them stay in the game after those two powers are used. And then we're really in a weird, crazy situation where Adrian's on the block. Keanu and Kelly both take themselves off. They could be in a real powerful position, but I don't believe that that is going to happen. My stock is still down for them. This is all in terms of winning the game. I still don't think they have a chance to win the game. I don't know if it's going to be Keanu and Kelly on the block come eviction night, but it is going to be a mess and very crazy if Keanu is able to win the veto and if Kelly is also able to win that second veto to see what Jimmy wants to do. Coming in at number 14 and finally not dead last, we have Kelly going up 2 spots. I think people are starting to enjoy Kelly. I think people like Jimmy are starting to like her. Obviously, you have Keanu, Vince. I think Lauren likes Kelly as well. I think she is creating allies. But the problem is Kelly is not very good at playing the social side and the strategic side of Big Brother. In fact, she may just be one of the worst of all time. She just doesn't understand social strategy. She has literally volunteered herself to be on the block for every single head of household, and she's using that as pretty much strategy. She's using the Tucker strategy. It's just terrible. Terrible, Jerry. I don't see a world where anybody in the end game would ever respect Kelly's game. I do see a world where people, I think, would consider keeping her around long term, because I do think she would be an extremely easy beat at the end. You really got to keep an eye on somebody like Vince, man, because Vince is somebody, I think, who sees this and wants to take somebody like Kelly all the way to those final two chairs. So Kelly, these next couple of weeks are really important for her. I do think she's somebody who can make a run to the end game. She's definitely not winning, though. No shot she wins. People won't respect her. That's just a problem. We have Kelly. Kelly, I'm coming around to more and more. She kept saying this week that her offering herself up as a pawn, she may be done doing that because all these people owe her big time. And I don't know really what that means. She certainly will be house target. Coming in at number 9, going up 4 spots, I have Kelly. This was a rough week for Kelly, but she ends up staying in the house. She also had one of the more memorable quotes in this episode after Jimmy ends up going home on the block next to her. She says, "Can't kill this bitch." I don't think Kelly will win this game, even if she gets all the way to the end, but it will be a week this week where I highly doubt that she will touch the block unless the Riley and Catherine duo convince Ava they will work with her and that they won't put her up and that's bad for her game. In that case, I could maybe see her put Kelly up, but as of right now, I think she is safe for at least another week. Coming in at number 6 in the starting to rebound tier as well, going up 3 spots, we have Kelly. You know, another person like Keanu, who was on the block every week, mostly to her own doing by volunteering, is starting to fade into the background a little bit. One of my favorite scenes in this episode was of Kelly and Riley sitting in the back backyard, both of them in their sunglasses, and they were sitting there discussing the vote like two master strategists, like two people that are really controlling this week's vote. Kelly's not going to win the game. And it would take a crazy, I don't know, like, she would have to be in the final two with one of the people from the showmance, you know, maybe in a final two with, like, Vince and a bitter jury. Maybe she's in a final two with somebody like Lauren, perhaps she'll win. You know, much like Keanu. I mean, this is supposed to be a week two, week one boot that is surviving this far. And honestly, I hope both of them are in the final two. I think that that would be the best representation of what Big Brother 27 was, is if Keanu and Kelly were your final two tier. And coming in at number 11, going down five spots from her ranking last week, we have Kelly. Kelly has never been somebody that has been high on the chances of winning, but she has kind of managed to be a cockroach in this game. And she has just been kind of a player that has either irritated people, has been caught leaking information, and has been rubbing people the wrong way, basically a majority of the time that she has been there. I don't think there is a world where Kelly wins the game, no matter what the final two scenario will be. She has won, obviously, some blockbusters to keep her around, and she has done, I think, a pretty good job of fading into the background after being a pretty consensus block star. But I don't think that strategy. I think a lot of the moves that she has made within the house has been mostly unintentional. Kelly, for my money, is somebody I do not see winning the game against anybody in any circumstance. I think Kelly's burnt for sure. We learn that he burns Kelly later on in this episode as he talks to her about potentially putting her up, and she said, no, I don't want to do that. Kelly has really grown in this game. Just kidding. She's not volunteering to be on the block for Vince. She's not saying that she wants to be on the block for him. But it doesn't matter, because Vince is still going to put Kelly on the block. I think this is sort of damning for Vince, putting Kelly on the block here, because he has burned her so many times. And I think this was a real opportunity for him to potentially mend that relationship. Big Brother 27 will not be complete until Keanu and Kelly are in those final two chairs. I could not think of a better representation than to have the two players that should have been the first and second boot end up being the final two, where a whole bitter jury has to pick between their two least favorite people as they find a way to comp their way to the end. And coming in at number 7, going up four spots, we have Kelly. Now, Kelly won the blockbuster, I believe, for either the second or the third time. I mean, congratulations to Kelly. She is a cockroach in this house. You can't kill this bitch, as she would say. And there's really not much else to say about her. You know, her and Rachel's beef this week, I guess the wine gate or whatever you want to call it, they tried to pinpoint it like it was like some kind of game reason. She's trying to plant seeds, Rachel. She's, you know, being a fucking mastermind. Kelly is like, I don't know why you would ever think this. Like, Kelly is just speaking her mind. And then literally the next day you go on and say, oh, she sucks at this game. She's not even playing the game. It's like just last night you were saying that she's planting all these seeds and that she's trying to get you out. Like, it can't be both. It has to be one or the other. Kelly's not that mastermind. She's not trying to plant any seeds. She's somebody who should have been out a long time ago that has continued to survive. But this week she is going to not touch the block. She will not be a and her and Keanu, the two people that were supposed to be the first or the second boots, have both made it to the jury phase of the game. And how about that? I mean, I don't think I have seen two worse players find a way to navigate better than Keanu and Kelly. I think it's all been competition based, really. I mean, if it wasn't for BB Blockbuster, Kelly wouldn't be here. A lot of bad players have been put in similar spots as Kelly and Keanu, and they haven't had the success that these two have had. With their backs against the wall, win or go home, they've won every time. And even though both their games are complete shit, they are very impressive when the lights are on and when their backs are against the wall. So you do have to give them credit for that. But there is no way in hell Kelly is winning this game. I do think that this is probably Kelly's time to go. I mean, Vince has put up Kelly how many times now? I would like to think that Kelly would have an opportunity to win a veto here, but she does seem pretty defeated in the House. And I think that if there was a veto that was going to be used, it's going to be used on Ashley. So I think likely we're looking at a Kelly or an Ava boot this week. And that is just my prediction. To see Kelly and Keanu on the block was kind of almost poetic to see, as Kelly was finally voted out of the game. Those two have, you know, fought for each other to stay. They've both been House pariahs all season long. And to see both of them on the block come eviction night, come double eviction night, was crazy to see. And I understand, like, it's Kelly, right? And it wasn't Keanu. And we kept Keanu, who is good TV and is a way better character than Kelly. But, you know, Kelly's story and Kelly and Keanu's story has been such an interesting storyline throughout this season, and how both of them really should have been a week one boot. You know, these aren't people that have been on the block X amount of times, X amount of days combined, where they have been pawns throughout the game. Both of them have been nominated primarily as targets to take out of the House. They have just continued to win competitions to find their way back into the game. And unfortunately, in the final blockbuster of the season, Kelly's rope just ran out. I can't believe that they would ever want to send Kelly home, especially over Keanu. Kelly's going to be an easy beat at the end. You know, I thought Ashley was somebody during this episode that came to that realization, because, you know, she was sitting and talking to Kelly, how a final two between the two of them would have been a fair fight. I thought that was going to perhaps turn the tide in Kelly's favor, and that they were going to vote Keanu out. And how poetic was it that Vince was the one who ended Kelly's game after putting her up three times and being her night one final two? I mean, you can't really make this stuff up. I mean, you fast forward, I mean, you rewind to week one, Kelly and Vince make a final two, and you think, look at these two nerds. Can they really go all the way? And then you look at Vince putting Kelly up on the block, and you think to yourself, what are you doing, Vince? Vince, you can't really be putting your number one ally, Kelly, on the block, can you? Don't do this. And then you fast forward to day 70-something, and you think to yourself, oh, that was some real clear foreshadowing to how Vince was going to play the game and how big of a weasel this man truly is. Unfortunate for Kelly that she got close to Vince right off the bat and was one of the first people to get close to Vince, because the fact that she did that probably made her the most expendable number to Vince's game. So yeah, very poetic, as Vince was the tiebreaker vote to send Kelly out the House. And you know, Kelly had one of the only pieces of acted out drama that was actually fun this year, and it wasn't against Keanu this time, so that was pretty fun. It was against Vince calling out their final two and some pre-jury alliances with Adrian and Riley. Now, I don't think that this has an effect on Vince's game in any way, and I don't really think it left an impact. As funny as it is, I think that, you know, like the Jimmy speeches, the Ashley speeches, and the Ava speeches, the people in the House are probably like, man, Kelly really wants to be Jimmy and Ashley and Ava so bad. What a terrible speech. But the thing is, was Kelly's was so much better because it was so straight to the point, and then she just left. You know, there was no pawn under the sleeve. There was no glasses being thrown. It was just point blank, this is what I gotta say, and then I'm gonna leave. And then after saying all that, she said that Vince will do whatever Morgan wants. And then she hugs Morgan and says, I love you so much, after, you know, throwing that shade. Let's start things off with the no shot tier. At the bottom of the no shot tier, I have Kelly. Her strengths were that she's social and she can read people. People that say things like this don't really do much for me, because that's stuff that everybody says. And her weaknesses are going to be the competitions and her not being very competitive. She said that, and she's going to be on a competitive reality TV show. She already kind of looks like she could be an outcast, perhaps. She's also somebody who has no strategy coming in. She literally said she wants to lay low, hopefully make jury, and then hopefully make it to the end. Like, okay, that's literally the strategy of anybody that wants to go on Big Brother. Kelly will not win. She has a 0% chance of winning Big Brother 27. And like I said, we didn't really get to hear a whole lot from these House guests very much in confessional, but we did get to hear a decent chunk from Jimmy, who won his competition. The powers thing was a very interesting two competitions. wins. Jimmy ends up winning his competition. His advantage was he got to pick four players to play in a head of household competition. And the discrepancy between these two wins here, Zach winning $10,000 and Jimmy essentially being punished is very, very wild. I don't really know what production was thinking they would get out of this. It was easy for Jimmy to kind of pick through the weeds because most people could just be honest and be like, I don't really want to play, brother. And he was able to get people that he trusted, and everybody that got to play in this competition guaranteed him safety if they ended up winning. It seemed like none of these people had that view of her. She's on the Big Brother Mount Rushmore. She's the best. I'm so excited that she's here. Jimmy was the only one to be like, you guys are crazy. Why are you guys hooting and hollering? This is a legend of the game. We gotta get her out as soon as possible. Keanu and Jimmy are both kind of going back and forth and don't seem to get along with each other. As Keanu pitched Jimmy as a potential replacement nominee to Vince. This is funny because Vince is obviously close with Jimmy. Keanu doesn't know this. I would say Jimmy, as of now, I mean, you could make the argument for Kelly, but I think Kelly is just gone. She's dead. Who cares about Kelly? But I think as far as active gamers, Jimmy is probably one of Vince's top allies, and you have pitched now both of them, Rachel to vote out Amy, Jimmy for Vince to put up. It's just not a good look. And not only did Keanu pitch Jimmy, but you know who ends up going to tell him that is Zach. I believe they are more split down gender lines, along with Jimmy kind of being more with the women. Right now, the women have more numbers, so these muscle-bound jocks who usually dominate, you know, are a little outnumbered. That's kind of my scattered recap of how this week went, and I think it really kind of paves the way, potentially a woman to win this season, and coming in at number 8, going down 7 spot, my preseason number 1 in current HOH, I have Jimmy. Going after Keanu was a little unnecessary. He is somebody who is going to cause a spectacle, which I love, which I enjoy, but that is oftentimes going to be to his own detriment, and I think when it's his time to go home, some sort of extreme way, whether it be a blind side, a back door, but as of right now, you know, he's the head of household. It's going to be interesting to see what he does with this power and how he moves going forward. As far as a chance of a winning game goes, I think with now an HOH under his belt, he's not afraid to blow up, and he's well connected. He's connected to the men and he's connected to the women, so I think if he's somebody who gets far, I think he could be a target. Jimmy's kind of playing an all or nothing game, and it'll be interesting to see how he moves going forward and what his HOH week is going to bring. You know, he's infatuated with the idea of nominating these bros, but I do think that he has a solid enough alliance and solid enough connection with Zach that he's not going to put him up. You don't want to lie to Jimmy. Otherwise, that is a one-way trip to Block City. Jimmy ends up winning this head of household competition. When Jimmy is having these big conversations with the women, Vince and Zach are also in the head of household having these conversations with them. I don't think either one of them are going to be on the block. Will it be Will, maybe? Because I don't know if Jimmy and Will talk that much. After what many considered a disastrous week one head of household from Vince, Jimmy said, "Hold my beer and let me show you how a real messy Big Brother player destroys a head of household reign." Jimmy came in here week two of the Big Brother 27 game and had what was probably the worst head of household reign of the season so far, and that was after Vince's head of household, which many in the community consider to be a terrible head of household run. Let's break down why Jimmy's head of household reign was so terrible. By the time that everybody casted their vote to evict, not only did Jimmy have to put up a tying record setting, 5 people on the block, but the 2 nominees weren't even people that were originally on his radar. It was Keanu and Kelly and Adrian, the 3 original nominees for the week. He wanted to get Keanu out of the house. Keanu, as of right now, is the consensus house target, and the one-sided beef between Jimmy and Keanu. He also puts Kelly on the block, not only because she's a perennial pawn and is somebody who will volunteer to go on the block for just about anybody, but Jimmy also has a feeling that she has a power, and that is a big thing with these nominees. Nominations this week. He also feels as though Keanu has a power this week because Kelly comes up to Jimmy and actually tells him that she has a power. And she said that the only other person that I told was Keanu, and that made Jimmy suspicious. And he's like, okay, well then Keanu must also have a power. And Jimmy's whole intention this week is to go out and flush these powers, which is probably not that bad of a theory, but this is going to ruin your entire week if these powers are successful and you are going to have to get more blood on your hands. And I just thought that that was a silly idea for Jimmy. I just think that the whole theory of flushing the power during your HOH is just a tad bit silly, because it is always going to come back and backfire on you. And we saw it this week. Jimmy had to nominate two more people, and it ended up being Amy and Will. This is something that ends up pissing off the house, mostly because Amy is really a likable figure on one side of the house with Rachel and Ashley, and Will is really liked by the other side of the house. And this move was looked at as a cowardly move, especially after, instead of trying to make a move by going after a bro this week, which he was very gung-ho about in the first episode, maybe as Zach perhaps, he ends up going after Amy, who I think is a number technically on his side because he is working with Rachel. But the Amy one just doesn't make sense, especially because you can tell, like, she is on your side and she felt betrayed by you after this vote, because she ends up calling you a snake after she leaves the house. I just think this was a dumb move by Jimmy, because I think Amy was a potential locked number for him, especially if he keeps her off the block. And this is something that pisses off a lot of people that he's close with, namely Morgan and Mickey. Jimmy did not talk to Morgan and Mickey, their Triple Threat Alliance members, and Jimmy is losing allies because he ends up playing the safe move. And this really hurts Jimmy's game going forward, I do believe. And going up one spot, technically, we have Jimmy. I'm really down on Jimmy right now, but his head household, man, I think was just disastrous. He pisses off two of the people that he's closest with, and I think he's completely aloof to that. I don't think that he knows that Morgan and Mickey are very upset with him and how he went about his head of household. Rachel's pissed off at him because he ends up taking out Amy, who was her closest ally, and I think somebody who likely would have owed Jimmy, if he doesn't put her on the block. He pissed off people like Will, who he puts on the block. He put up Adrian, Keanu, Kelly. I do think he can sneak by to maybe the jury part of the game. Vince even said on the live feeds while talking to Lauren that Jimmy would be a good person to have in the jury house. So I do think Jimmy is somebody who has a little bit more longevity in the game. Jimmy didn't talk to him very much, and that hurt their feelings, and now they're all anti-Jimmy. I also thought it was funny because when she checked in with Lauren about what her nominations would be, Mickey said that she would honor the past HOH because the nominations didn't go through. She hated those nominations, and she hated that Jimmy didn't talk to her. And I thought that was hilarious because she's lying right to Lauren's face. What really it sticks out here is that the Mickey and the Morgans are so upset with Jimmy that they are going to switch to be closer with the Rachel and the Ashley side of the house, and they actually might want to target Jimmy, who I think Jimmy is a little bit aloof to that and would actually be on their side. You know, I don't think that'd be the best game move, but I could see it. Coming in at number three, going up four spots, I have Jimmy. I do think Jimmy was a little bit more under the radar this week, which I like, and I do like his positioning. He's in the Heavy Hitters 2.0. I do think, like, the Zachs and the Vinces do like him. He is close with Rachel, but I do think the girls get put on the block before he does, and I do think he has the ability to pivot, and I do think that he has kind of rebounded from his head of household, although he has broken trust a little bit with Morgan and Mickey. I do think now it's Morgan versus Mickey. Jimmy has no idea that is broken, and Vince likes Jimmy. I think Zach and Ava are both fans of him, so yeah. Has good connections. He has the ability to win challenges. And I think once Keanu leaves, that drama in him might dip down a little bit, at least in terms of hurting his game. So it is surprising to me I have him here, but I do have Jimmy at number three. After Vince's head of household the first week of the season, I thought there's no way anybody could have a worse HOH than Vince. And then Jimmy had a worse HOH than Vince. And then Lauren has a worse HOH than Jimmy. And I thought there's no possible way anybody can be worse than Lauren. And somehow, some way, Mickey, who has been portrayed and does seem like she's one of the more competent players on the board, comes out and has arguably the worst head of household of the season after stealing it from Riley, and she ends up sending home one of her top allies that I don't think was ever gonna target her. I'm sad to see Jimmy go. Jimmy was my preseason winner pick and was somebody who I had at number three in my player rankings last week after Mickey took over Riley's head of household. I did not think that he was gonna be targeted, but some random Keanu get in the heads, some Vince pandering, And I think just a head of household that Jimmy had that for some reason left Mickey and Morgan feeling scorned for weeks was Jimmy's downfall. But to be fair, Mickey and Morgan never let him know that that was something that upset them. So it was just kind of a petty week and a petty reason to send home somebody that I think is super pro you. Mickey had this on her mind, I think, since the Amy vote and has not let this go. So I think she's always wanted to target Jimmy. When it came down to the eviction episode, we kind of got to hear everybody's take on Mickey's decision to replace Keanu with Jimmy. And a lot of people, especially her own people, were more shocked than anything. It ends up leaving a bitter taste in people like Ashley's mouth. Same thing with the likes of Rachel. I think Kelly has a bad taste in her mouth for Mickey. She does make a lot of enemies. Upsetting to see Jimmy go and to see Jimmy's character not really live up to the hype. He was my preseason winner pick because it seemed like he said all the right things in his preseason interview. Said things like about how he wants to be the villain. He wants to take over the game. What it turned out to be was just kind of manufactured stuff. And when he had his back against the wall this week, like Brittany Haynes said in the eviction episode on the Rob Has podcast, he was mostly a corpse for this whole entire process. Barely fought for his right to stay and kind of showed that he was all talk. Jimmy was not as good as we thought he was going to be. Coming in at number one and my true contender for the Big Brother 27 crown, I have Jimmy. Jimmy is a strategy consultant and he talked about how he's not here for the experience. He's here for the win. And you can tell production is going to love him because a lot like Morgan and a lot like Ashley, he was very, very put together in the diary room. He was able to articulate exactly how he wanted to play this game. But the laugh at the end of everything that he said still sticks in my head. Could deal without that. Seems like he is going to play not only a good game, but a fun game. It seems like he's going to give us good TV and he speaks with a lot of conviction. He's one of the only people that straight up said that he wants to be a villain. A villain who wants to play with strategy never wins this game. So maybe I'm a little bit foolish to put this guy as number one, but he did talk about wanting to get in those big alliances and then split that into a couple of groups of three and a couple of final twos. And a villain with strategy is usually a really, really fun watch. It's not usually a winning game, but there's just something charming about his smile and seems like he can stab you in the back and you would still vote for him. He has enough of a strategic mind, obviously has the background, that he would know when to stab people in the back. Basically, his strategy is that he wants to be in a big alliance and then wants to kind of chop it down from there. He wants all of those to kind of value him. He doesn't want to look for those alliances. He wants those people to value him. And I think that kind of takes the blood off of his hands if he gets to the end with those people because he didn't come up to them and say, hey, I want to be in a final two with you. They came up to him and said, I want to be in a final two with you. And what is he supposed to say? No to a final two? You know, so I think that's kind of brilliant. Out of everybody that they interviewed was the most open about what kind of strategic game he was going to play. So I really, really like that. Jimmy here really seems like he has a plan mapped out and a plan that if he can execute could bode extremely, extremely well for him. So for that reason, I have him at number one.